But if it ain't too much glory, then just keep your wealth. Read scriptures till your brain burst. Pray till your knees hurt. But if it's to inflate your worth, then it's just weak dirt. I ain't saying that praying and reading is sin, but you should do them just so you can know him. It's like we're living on borrowed faith. I ain't got a dog in the race. It's all your grace.
Come on.
Homie, that's your God, so who you worshiping? See, from their lips a lot, people say it's Christ, but what they saying ain't matching with their life, bruh. Spend all of his days trying to hustle for that paper, then take it to the church, swear to God he know the Savior. Well, first I wouldn't swear, and second for the record, homie, God is not for sale. See, the gospel is a gift, not something you can earn, and if you want to know him, I suggest you peep his words. See, you don't get a pass because you left behind your past. Why even pray and fast if your heart ain't in his hands? The Lord wants you, not the things you can do. So if you're facing what you do, you think that God owes you, and he don't. So believe that it's done. The Pharisees knew the law, still crucified the Son. It's a lot of cats dead like they in the grave. Grown folk, plenty kids, but they still a babe. Church every Sunday, but they still a slave to themselves, that is. So the church becomes tradition so that they can fit in, or appease their conscience from dabbling in nonsense. No power in their works, their life still godless. Not like I'm trying to call you phony, but you get grace through your faith. That's the only answer, homie. Love what he loved, hate what he hating, not to get a blessing, but to seize your everything, man. Sacrifice your comfort, repent then ride for him. Be ostracized for him, maybe even die for him. Cause he's worth it, not because he gives, stay devoted to the king.